Hi, I'm Victoria, the host of the Remedy Suite podcast. The goal of every episode is to help you regain control of your body, health, and weight so you can look and feel better than ever. As our bodies change, we need to approach things differently. No more fad dieting or endless cardio, but instead, specific changes you can make with clear, actionable steps to reset your body and cultivate the right mindset to make it happen. I'm so excited you're joining me today, so let's dive in. So often we feel stuck, we feel trapped, and we're unable to make changes we know we need are good for us. But no one is trapping us. We are trapping ourselves, but it's hard, right? We know this is really hard. When we don't have the drive for it, the motivation for it, the energy for it, when you feel like you've lost that spark, your mojo, how many times have you felt like that? When we hit midlife, we've got all the unwanted symptoms to contend with, feeling out of sorts, we're just not feeling ourselves, walking around almost in a daze, like that feeling when you've got a newborn baby and you're functioning just on a few hours sleep, if that, every night, and you just feel like you're walking around like a zombie. The lack of energy day in, day out, and then physically in midlife, that unwanted weight gain that just comes from nowhere, the bloating, the poor skin, the list goes on. It's hard to feel motivated to do the things we know we should, especially when you've not got the energy for it. So we just put things off. We stay where we are. We stay stuck. We hold ourselves back. The first thing I want to share is that this is completely normal. This really is part of the journey. This is part of everyone's journey. Just different seasons through the year can make things harder. Summer, for instance, the sun's out, you might be feeling really motivated for your holiday, motivated to get outside, go for walks. But come winter, we just want comfort. We want the comfort of food, the comfort of staying in where it's nice and warm and just locking ourselves away. So even though we desperately want to feel better, we want to have that energy, the health, the fitness, the vitality, we just want to feel great and confident in our own skin, why can it feel so hard to do the things that we know we need to do to feel better? What do you do? So I'm going to go through some strategies to help you get unstuck. And the first one is to go inward. Ask yourself, what's really going on? Maybe you'll find there's something you think you need to do that you just don't like doing. For me, initially, it was the thought of having to hit cardio hard, go for really long runs, spend ages on the treadmill or on the bike or spin classes. I never got that bug that you hear some people get, that running bug. So it would be something I dread and I'd put it off and I'd come up with the excuses and I'd hold myself back. Maybe you find that you just feel overwhelmed by everything. When we feel like we've got so far to go, such a mountain to climb, your head is going, no, no, I don't want to do that. That's too overwhelming. That's too much. I just can't take that on. I can't cope with that. Then there's the confusion that's out there, not knowing what you should do, what you should avoid. Should I be dieting, running, doing weight training? What foods should I eat? What foods should I avoid? There's so much noise out there in the health industry. And I feel when it comes to midlife health, there's so much more confusion around it all because so many health programs and diets I've come across are a one-size-fits-all approach. Someone in their 20s is following the same plan as someone in their 50s. When they've got two completely different needs and so have completely different experiences. And then when you find that the thing you're doing isn't working, nothing's working, it keeps you paralyzed, it keeps you stuck because we start to feel hopeless, like nothing's going to work. So we protect ourselves and we don't put ourselves out there again and necessarily try new things. So we need to claim our power. Your power is there for the taking. No one can claim it on your behalf. So what direction do you want to take? Part of going inward is unpicking what's keeping you stuck, what's really going on, what direction are you heading in, and what direction do you actually want to go in? You can only really move forward when you're aware of what's holding you back. Going inward means you're claiming your power because you're creating that awareness of what's really going on, rather than relying on your brain to come up with all the amazing excuses that it's capable of doing. I listened to what was going on, and even though I decided that despite what was holding me back, I'd try it anyway. I'd push myself and realize that so much of it is fear that holds us back, fear that it's too hard, fear that we can't keep up with it, fear that it will disrupt our life, that it won't feel good, that it will be miserable. Having a healthy lifestyle, all the thoughts that you won't be able to eat your favorite foods anymore, have that wine, avoid sugar all the time, you won't be able to go and eat out or go on holidays, they'll be so hard, all the things. And this can all feel so extreme in our minds, but really it's our brain trying to protect us, and it will come up with the most elaborate of excuses if it knows that we want to avoid doing something. So things can feel so, so much harder in our head than the reality of it. So always start here. Ask yourself, what's really going on? Why is this coming up? Why aren't I motivated? Why can't I get this going for myself? The next question to ask yourself is, what do you feel like doing? What is it you'd rather do? And then you need to really be honest with yourself, because there's a big difference to doing what you really need, what your body is telling you need. Like those days you are facing a lot of resistance, things are feeling really hard, and you know deep down that you just need a day where you're doing as little as possible, where maybe you just need to read, or you just need to watch some TV, or just lay in bed and just rest. Those days that you know you've got a massive to-do list, but you can't just keep pushing yourself. You've got to listen, pay attention, and take that break. Otherwise, you'll end up burned out, frazzled. And when you do force yourself to listen to your body and what it needs, it helps you to reconnect, to realign with what you want and what you need. It allows for that clarity, that space to have clarity, to come through despite all the noise and the busyness that's going on in your life. But then there's those times where we procrastinate, we avoid on purpose. We think we'd rather do a whole lot of other things because we're putting it off. And until you tap into that, it can be confused with being busy, that we've got so much to do, we've got so much on our plate. So here's where you need to really find out what it is you really want to do instead. Do you really want to do it? Is your body telling you you need to do it, or is it just your mind coming up with excuses? It's easy to go off track. When you're not feeling yourself, you're not happy in your body, it's easy to get caught up in all of that. It's easy to get caught up in the confusion and the overwhelm, and that keeps us stuck. And if you're feeling really stuck right now, you want to do the things that will make you feel better, and maybe you've lost hope because you've tried so many things and they've just not worked, or you're not sure where to start with it all, what you should be doing, what you shouldn't be doing, then I think there's nothing better than taking a few hours out for yourself and get really in touch with the big picture. What you want your future to look like. And if you stay where you are, you don't do anything, what your future will look like. What would it mean for you? Get really clear on the big picture. It's so easy to lose sight of it, or perhaps you've never really thought about it, because we get so caught up in the day to day, and then another year passes and another year passes and we've not done anything. We're not feeling any better, and in fact, we might be feeling a whole lot worse. And you might not know the way. You might not know how you're going to achieve that big picture, and most of us haven't known the way. We've not known how we're going to achieve that big picture, the health, the vitality, the energy. But turn yourself away from the not knowing and instead focus on being committed that you will find a way. Claim your power. Commit to having a breakthrough. And when you're in this space, you've opened up the way. You're connected with what you want and things will start to slot into place. Just keep taking each step at a time. When we focus on going from 0 to 100, it's too much. It's overwhelming and it keeps us stuck. Focus on going from 0 to 10. Then from 10 to 20 and just keep going like that. Start with, say, exercising for just 10 minutes. When we think we're not doing enough, when we just think 10 minutes isn't enough, I need a longer break in my day to do an hour's worth of exercise, we'll end up not doing anything at all. It will hold us back. But when you remind yourself that 10 minutes is more than I've been doing, it makes sense. It feels like an achievement. You're taking a step further towards your big picture, what it is you want to achieve, that health, that energy, that vitality. It's just getting the right perspective and getting your head right around all of this is part of the process. And stay consistent. I think that's key to getting unstuck and doing the things that feel hard. If you're consistent with it and you show up for yourself, that will keep the momentum going. It can feel like you're walking through water if you just kind of dip in and out. And then we feel bad about it all because we're not staying consistent, and then we end up beating ourselves up, and then we're less likely to continue with it, and we're back in the vicious circle before we know it. So small steps, gradually build them up and just stay consistent with them. So even if you can't do 10 minutes in the day, even if you just did 5 minutes, but you did it and you just stay consistent, the momentum will build. You'll gradually build up those steps. That 5 minutes would turn to 10. Those 10 minutes would turn to 15. So when you don't feel like doing what you know you need to, remind yourself of the big picture. Remind yourself that you can do this. You can make this happen. You deserve to make this happen. And no matter how hard it feels, you'll keep going because there will be a breakthrough as long as you're consistent and stick with it. And you can take those small steps, and those small steps will build up from 0 to 100. You will get there. And to give you that extra push, that drive to get you fired up, try listening to things that inspire you, inspiring podcasts, inspiring music, inspiring videos, YouTube videos, read inspiring books, get accountable, get support. You don't have to do this alone. There's no medal for that. Get the help you need. It's there. It's available. I've got lots of inspiring content on my Instagram, on my Facebook, in my emails, this podcast. Get fired up. You can do this. I created the starter kit to help you get fired up, to end the confusion, to end the overwhelm. So if you want that kickstart, if you want a process that you can follow easily, then download it. It's free. You can grab it at remedysuite.com/ freebie, or use the link that's in the show notes. I hope this has been really helpful. If you have any questions at all, or you want me to go deeper on anything that I've talked about, please send me a DM on Instagram or Facebook. I'm at Remedy Suite. I'm here to listen. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Remedy Suite podcast. I hope today's episode inspired you on your journey to transforming your body. Make sure you check out the show notes for a summary of all the important links that I talked about. And if you enjoyed this episode, hit the follow button and share with a friend on social media, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts. And share with me what you've learned on social media over at Remedy Suite. I love hearing from you and connecting with you. Have a beautiful day, and always remember, you deserve to look and feel nothing short of incredible.